Hello and welcome to Radio Cool. It's too quiet. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 165 and it's the Heart of the City show.
This is Radio Clash.
Slash the eye first, never live, never fearful and never sure. Slash the eye, guide and protection. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Strongly condemned today's assassination attempt.
Yeah, you know.
A terrible part of dealing with a terrorist enemy, and that makes no have no doubt about it. We are dealing with an enemy.
one seems to care, no one seems to share. Everyone living and playing life and fears. No more battery low, and no more sister low, and ain't no mama low, and no more father low. And we just can't go on.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash, and you are listening to Truman Chewstick and Aaron Spector, No Love in the Heart of the City, which is a bit of a very, very nice sort of dubstep-y, well, not dubstep, it's more breakcore, drum and bassy style. And I have to thank Pete from Pete Juxtaposer for sending me that, and I heartily approve of Aaron Spector. Yeah. Let's get the bed started. Let's get this bed started. Right, let's get this bed started quickly. Yeah, thanks, Pete Juxtaposer, because he sent me my CDs back. Yes, I finally have my CDs. So I'm a happy DJ. Well, actually, I'm not a happy DJ, but that's something else. But yeah, certainly I'm happy as a DJ, definitely. And you are, yes, you are listening to the wonderful sounds of hot butter. Slightly drowning me out. And, yeah, I just got a message today, following on from the previous show, that my dad should be coming out today. So, this is the second show, recorded in quick succession. So, it's not too far, too many days between the last show and this show, but because I felt guilty that I felt guilty that we hadn't recorded too many shows. And of course, what always happens when I wait 2 weeks, I end up recording 2 weeks worth of shows. So I've actually split these into two. Pardon me. And this is the second of the two parts, and this is more the louder, angry. The last one was more quiet. This is more louder, angrier, grier. And of course, true to form, it's summer, so it's raining in the city. But yes, this show is called In the Heart of the City, and going to be loads of noisy drum and bass. Going to be loads of sort of strangeness, probably. So hold on to your hats. I'm going to start off with someone who isn't so noisy, but this is definitely an odds and sods show, because someone I haven't actually covered before, because I haven't been eating either, and I'm sort of phlegming up. One of the people I haven't actually covered before, and it's one of those acts, classic odds and sods acts, comes around on my iPod, and I think, must play him or them, and never do. And this is Gotai, I don't know how you pronounce his name. And this is Out Here in the Cold, and it's mighty fine, if a bit kind of jazzy, swingy type thing. But it's cool. Thank you.
here in the cold. No, no, please don't leave me out here on my own. You are alone.
I'll get to her, 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 about to meet him head on. Drawing away from the women and children.
master plan of the universe.
That was Unknown Error with Yearning. That's the Apex mix. Yes, had a lovely that song is very beautiful. I love the way Unknown Error seems to be mixing sort of orchestral stuff, very lifted elsewhere as per the previous track, but mixing it with quite hard drum and bass. And then before that was Shadows by Unknown Error, which strangely reminds me of, I was looking up about Doctor Who, the Silence in the Library show, which is all about, you know, count the shadows, keep out of the shadows. But that actually was it Summer Overture or was it Shadow Overture, which is from it was Clint Mansell, and it's from Requiem for a Dream, I think. And there is this really good Spore mix of that as well, which is really, really good. I just found that and just heard that when I was looking for some nice evil drum and bass, if it's such a thing, for the show, and thought, that's really good. Then before that was Spore with Hesitate, featuring Fallout and Toxin. Quite almost poppy for Spore, that, really. Then before that, Stop Me by Limewax and Kano. And then before that was Go Dillinger by Dillinger. And I have to say, that mix goes out to Topher Delcon, otherwise known as Chris, from Second Life, because he's currently working all hours and is not DJing, and he put me onto Limewax, on an Era Apex, and I'm not playing the Hive, so I have to say thank you for putting me onto some of those tunes, or putting me onto the artists. And then I downloaded loads of tunes and went, ooh, yes, I like my evil drum and bass. Then before that, equally evil, was Drum Corps, otherwise known as Aaron Spector, with Grist. I thank Pete for sending me that on that CD. Then before that was Subculture, which is, of course, by New Order. And that goes out to the XXL. I could have a long rant about XXL here, which... This is Hot Butter, by the way. Yes, Hot Butter of the Popcorn fame. It's actually got some good news on there, but that's Joe Loss at his most synthetic. Then before that was... What did I play before that? Oh, yes, whatever his name is, Without Here in the Cold. Yeah, the reason why I dedicate Subculture to XXL, because Subculture is always kind of slightly... Well, it's sort of very ironic about S&M and various things. Is that I'm not sure if that was the last time I went to XXL recently. It will be my last time. I don't know, probably. Because there are no bears there. Or there's very few bears. And the ones are there all muscly and looked... Basically, there has become a cloned version of a bear, which is... You can't see... anywhere else. It's just constantly, that's the image you get, you see on flyers, that's the image you see everywhere. And as I said on LiveJournal, I got into bears before the older guys and the fat guys, chubby bears, got photoshopped off the flyers. And I think there's a real identity crisis. One song I wanted to play was Identity, but I didn't get around to it. By X-Ray Specs, which kind of sums it up, really. I'll probably play it in a future show. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of similarity between the kind of stuff that's going on with little girls and their sort of whole body image, and what's going on with gay men. I think it's one of these things where it's not so much the fact that, yeah, I don't like muscles, and as part of it, I suppose, but I don't like bears with muscles. I don't mind bears that have had muscles and they've let themselves go. I have people who are real sort of gym bunnies and have got muscles really puts me off. I don't like that image. It doesn't turn me on at all. And that's part of it, I suppose, but I think it's the fact that it's become only one image of what bears have become, that they have to be furry, muscle, steroidal. Some of the people at XXL were over-steroidal. I mean, they were so big, you're thinking, no, you can't get like that big naturally. You know, no, it has to be steroids involved. And it's the fact that that's become the bear image. You go buy Bear magazine, that's it. If you go to a bear event, that's the picture on the flyers. Whereas there used to be much more diversity, and it's become another clone thing, which is just annoying. Interestingly, a lot of young guys go to XXL, and they're not bears by any, because they're about in their 20s, hairless, don't have a beard, but they like going to XXL for some reason, so I don't really know what that's about. But yeah, I was there with Scott, and Scott had a good time. Scott from the Night No Show. Hello, Scotty. I should call you Scotty, shouldn't I? I should do the reverse of what they do on the Night No Show. And I should be appearing on the Night No Show shortly. I'm sort of going in this Thursday, so that should be good. And also, I'll be hopefully, fingers crossed, should be getting some Yuzu tickets. I'll be seeing Yuzu later on with Hercules Love Affair, hopefully. Fingers crossed. I shouldn't talk about this, I'll probably jinx it. And also doing wireless with Scott later in the year. I bet he hates being called Scotty. He'll probably really kill me for saying it now. Consider that a punishment for leaving me alone to disappearing in a certain place for a long time at XXL. I won't say where. Ladies never tell. Yeah, I'm not so like, everyone else had a good time, I'm going to go and stomp off and cry into my cornflakes. No, it's just more the fact that, I don't know, it's just the fact that I go there and I get the impression that I'm treated more like I'm a fart in a lift or something like that. A moving fart in a lift, yeah. I think I need to have muscles and be very thin and furry, and you can't get a fur transplant. To actually get a shag, which is not exactly good. So I'd much rather be me and just not have a shag. So the music has ended. So I'm going to play a track by a band which is from Glasgow, Scotland. I played it in the previous show, which is Camera Obscura, and this is 80s Fan.
Sister, she's an 80s fan. That's alright, have I told you so? It's mine. You say your life will be the death of you. Tell me, do you wash your hair in honey juice? I long for all of them to to you this time. on away to a bed and breakfast. Console yourself with the Reader's Digest stringing yellow pages all alone. You say your life will be the death of you. Tell me, do you wash your hair in honey juice? I long for all of them to fall in love with you, but they never do.
favorite films. Malcolm McDowell is my idol. Albert Finney and Tom Courtney, Wendy Craig and Carol White, Oliver Reed and Rita Tushenhurst. A few of my favourite films. Malcolm McDowell is my idol. Albert Finney and Tom Courtney, Wendy Craig and Carol White, Oliver Reed and Rita Tushenhurst. These are my favourite films. Films I can watch time and time again. This is my ideal world. Malcolm McDowell is my idol. Albert Finney and Tom Courtney, Wendy Craig and Carol White, Oliver Reed and Rita Tushenhurst. These are my favourite films. Films I can watch time and time again. This is my ideal world. These are my favourite films. This is my ideal world.
Please help the cause against loneliness. Would you like to note my home address? Please help the cause against the loneliness. I don't mind when you come around.
That's in honour of the fact that I hate the fact that I've been talking over Sebastian Tellier the whole show. That's actually La Ballade de Georges, or however you pronounce it, by Sebastian Tellier. Apparently came second, we came last in Eurovision, and apparently he came somewhere down the bottom for having a daring doubt to field a decent song So the idea that Morrissey wanted to do write the Eurovision song is a bit bizarre, since obviously with the current farce, as it is with all of the Eastern Bloc voting for Russia, it's just never ever going to go anywhere. And then before that was politics, a demo that was Please Help the Cause Against Loneliness. That's Morrissey with Sandy Shaw. That's, I think, the demo that they did together, and then she recorded it on her own album, and they worked together, which I played a track earlier on in that sort of brief set. And then before that, that's for Mark, who by that's Favourite Films by Television Personalities. I must get some more Television Personalities, because Where's Bill Grundy Now is one of my favourite songs of all time. Which, you want to get the reference if you ever go to Ducky, but there's some really brilliant songs, including what seems to be a cover of, I've heard it, this I'm Not Your Typical Boy, but that's Favourite Films. That's one of the rarities from the amazingly titled Yes Darling But Is It Art. they just came up with brilliant titles for their albums and things. Then before that was Hand in Glove. That was The Smiths with Sandy Shaw. Apparently, Morrissey and Johnny Marr are big, big Sandy Shaw fans, and they wrote to her, and she thinks she'd done a comeback with one single for the British Electric Foundation. And then what happened is that she worked with them, so she did a single with them, and got her back into performing again, because she'd had children, and she'd just kind of left pretty much with disgust. And then before that was 80s Fan by Camera Obscura, and along with, there's a big argument on the blog and my live journal about this, I Really Be Heartbroken is basically, I think, probably one of the best songs about the 80s ever, and so those two go hand in hand, of course, with their tribute to Lloyd Cole, which is the Lloyd, I'm Ready to be Heartbroken. So it's sort of, I love that reference to the fact your sister is an 80s fan. Mine is as well. I was vocal on this. So we got to the end of the show, and I'm going to play out with two tracks. I just realised I was supposed to play this track before, but it seemed to be appropriate to jump in then. This is another Camera Obscura, and it's a cover of Sugartown. And what else? Oh yeah, I saw Kirk. Saw Kirk last weekend. He says hi, by the way, and or he would say hi, I'm sure. And we've been talking about various projects we're working on. Not necessarily podcasts, but it might involve podcasts. And so there's certain things in the works, he says cryptically. And we ended up at Ducky, and we saw the Indiana Jones film, which was shit. I've been a bit harsh. It's about 5 or 6 out of 10, really. It's kind of good in places, but when the CGI kicks in at the end, you just think, oh, for fuck's sake, that's just terrible. It's just like, no, they stretched it too far at the end. It just didn't work. And a couple of things, you know, which you probably heard about, if not, close your ears now, but it's a minor one. It's just that, you know, you can't survive a nuclear blast at Ground Zero in a fridge. Sorry, it's not going to happen. So they're kind of stretching it a little bit too far. You know, Jones is always a bit about being not being about the effects. It's all about the real life, you know, stunts, and not taking the piss too much on the plot front. That was always kind of fantastical. So it's a shame about that. But Ducky was brilliant. We hung around Hoxton and took the piss out of the Hoxtonites, which was brilliant. Went back to a few places, and Mark showed me, actually, and just sort of hung around, taking the piss out of the... Lots of people, drunken people with striped shirts, you know, big striped shirts. Such a no-no. The ones that hang around is those horrible sunglasses, you know, with coloured frames, very 80s sunglasses. What is with that? So, yes, that was a lot of fun. And then it rained non-stop on the bank. This is a bank holiday weekend, so it's last weekend. It rained non-stop on the Monday, which is horrible. But by then, we'd had such a good weekend, I didn't feel so bad about it. So I stayed indoors. But yeah, it's been a very quiet week. No work apart from tomorrow. So I've just been sort of doing this and that, really. Mostly that. A little bit of this. And yeah, the other big bit of news, and it's kind of an odd one, really. I don't know if anyone understands this, but you know when your parents sell the home you grew up in, you know, the sort of your childhood home. There's kind of a it's kind of sad that it's happening, because my dad is selling where I grew up in. He told me when saw him in the hospital today that he's put it on the market. So it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, it's not like, oh my God, it's the end of the world, but it's a bit like, you know, it's kind of, it's one of those links to your childhood. And Kurt was quite right saying, you'll miss it. I suppose I probably will. Although I won't miss the place I grew up in. I won't miss Hazelmere. I didn't say that. No, I shouldn't tell people where I grew up. I probably have anyway in a previous show and forgotten about it. What usually happens with these shows is I usually, not only I keep repeating the word usually, I also tend to either forget a song, or actually I hear a song directly after I finish the show and just think, oh, crap, that's exactly what would have fitted into the show. And this has happened twice, so there's this little bonus section at the end here of tracks that I wanted to play, and I'm not planning to do another Odds and Sods show for a little while. I've got a backlog of theme shows to do, including some of the Beatles shows, so I thought I had to put these in. And the first one is Windmills and What of Your Mind. I don't think I've played the original of this. I've played cover version, the Dorothy Ashby version, which is very funky. I think I played a little bit of this mixed in with us in Amsterdam, rather appropriately. But the lyrics are kind of very appropriate to the way I am at the moment. And with certainly last week or so. And by the way, good news, my dad is apparently pretty well. I've not heard if he's got out of the hospital yet. He was supposed to get out today or the next day or two. but apparently he's doing really well. And then the next one is a song I heard just after I was going to the club last night. I was going to XXL, and I hadn't heard this song before. It's Phil Retrospector. It's a mashup, Song to the Siren, mixing Sigur Rós with Song to the Siren, which I forget. Is that Song to the Siren? Is that not Cocteau Twins, is it? Well, originally it was by Tim Buckley, wasn't it? But I can't remember. I'll just go and check. But it's very good. It's very beautifully done. And it's All This Mortal Coil, you see. I don't know. In my head, Cocteau Twins, This Mortal Coil, they all just kind of blend together. But of course, it's I've played cover versions or versions of it before. And I love the lyrics to it. It's kind of got a very interesting lyrical feel. So I hope you enjoy these.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. A tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song? Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning wheel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
there anything you wish that you wish that you wish that you wish you could have tried or tried to do? Is there anything that you wish you might have done or could have tried to do? Something you wish you could have. I don't know. Sometimes I wish I could be a writer. You know. And I don't know whether I ever will be. But do you have anything like that?
No, I never had anything like that.
It's you. my name was Rosina Floretta.